Today we're going to talk about a health alert maybe people should know about, dealing with spinal muscular atrophy, a rare progressive neuromuscular disease, and some gene therapy that might be helpful in this. We have some folks who have really gone through this quite a bit. Hannah and Jim Weaver, parents of Payne, who is the patient in this case, and also Dr. Sandra Reyna, Vice President of Global Medical Affairs, Head Therapeutic Area of Novartis Gene Therapies. First, let's start with you, Jim and Hannah. If you could tell us a story about your son and what you're dealing with right now.
Payne is just turned 2.5, so it was 5 days after his birth whenever he was diagnosed with SMA initially. Through a series of trials and tribulations, you fast forward to 6 weeks, and at 6 weeks to the day, Payne was treated with Zolgensma, the one-time gene therapy. Again, that was a little over 2 years ago. Payne is a unique case in that he was born with SMA and he remained asymptomatic. He was treated in a prompt and timely manner, and he remains to this day asymptomatic.
Doctor, could you give us an idea of what actually SMA is and how people are diagnosed for this?
Absolutely. So spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, is a rare and devastating genetic disease and is caused by the lack of a functional survival motor neuron 1, or the SMN1 gene. If left untreated, it leads to progressive muscle weakness, also to paralysis, and in most severe forms, permanent ventilation or death in 90% of the children by age of 2. So the early signs of SMA can be subtle, with children sometimes appearing healthy even as motor neuron loss is occurring. Many primary care physicians and pediatricians don't recognize early signs of SMA, which can lead to delays in diagnosis and treatment. Though SMA is rare, 1 in 54 people are carriers of the disease, and it affects approximately 1 in 10,000 by birth. So as of July of 2022, 47 states are screening for SMA at birth, which is a tremendous progress. It is nonetheless important to understand the signs of SMA in newborns and be aware of available treatment options. For parents in states that do not screen at birth, it's important to watch for early signs like low muscle tone, difficulty breathing, or feeding.
Hannah, what made you decide to pursue gene therapy as an option? How was that presented to you?
So we learned about gene therapy the day that we got the diagnosis, prior to ever talking to the neurologist. We visited curesma.org, we visited Zolgensma.com, and we learned about the treatment options that there were at the time, which there were only two. One of the options was a one-time gene therapy, Zolgensma, and the other option was something that he would have to continue to take throughout the duration of his life. That wasn't something that was of interest to us. We wanted a one-and-done option. We wanted to give Payne the best option for the best quality of life and to have no symptoms ever arise. So for us, we really didn't even explore the other option. We said we will do whatever it takes, and we will knock on whoever's door we have to knock on to get the approval from the insurance company so that Payne could receive Zolgensma. And fortunately for us, we received approval first time, and he was, like we said, dosed at 6 weeks.
You talked about getting a diagnosis early and making sure that this is something that can better their lives for that. Doctor, when you're doing gene therapy, what are the risks related to that?
So the risks related to gene therapy, just like any other therapy, there are some important factors that parents should be aware of. Right. So the risks are associated with certainly the liver, in this case, with Zolgensma, which is why it's important for each patient and parent to work with their physicians to determine what treatment is the right for them, weighing both the benefit and risks. Right. So treatment with Zolgensma may result in elevated liver enzymes and could cause acute serious liver injury or acute liver failure. After treatment, the child's doctor will monitor his or her liver function. And there is more information that can be learned about this at www.zolgensma.com. So children now that are treated with Zolgensma are pre-medicated, and they're receiving an oral corticosteroid, which starts the day before infusion and then after infusion for about 2 months or longer, depending on their liver function exams or labs. So children treated with Zolgensma also need baseline labs and then need to return for blood tests weekly, biweekly, and then monthly for at least the first 3 months after treatment.
I should also spell Zolgensma, Zolgensma, for people who would be interested in that. A lot of times with different medications, drug things, they got to come up with new ways to spell words, and that is one of them. Though I suppose for Hannah and Jim, you guys are really thankful for something named Zolgensma. What's next for your family? How are things going on?
So of course we were thrilled with Zolgensma. Next up for us is just to continue to advocate for newborn screening. Certainly very important, and getting treated promptly. We're looking forward to Payne starting sports. He's so interested in all the sports that his older brother Drake, who's 12, is playing. So we are thrilled for the time for that to start, because of course that was something when we received his diagnosis that we were unsure if he would be able to do, and just continue to be active with him outside. He loves being outside.
Hannah and Jim Weaver, parents of Payne, who was born with spinal muscular atrophy. We're talking today about gene therapy that really helped out, and Dr. Sandra Reyna joining us as well. Again, Zolgensma.com for people to find out more information. Thank you for sharing the story this morning, getting the word out to the folks.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.